Tom Green joining us, talking about the state of firefighters, how you can help. And they even have a great thing that they have going on with the New Hampshire Fallen Firefighter Memorial in Concord, how you can get make a donation and get a brick in your name to support recruitment for firefighters in our state, as well as those and their families. We're going to talk about career. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Sure, glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate it. How long in how long in the profession have you been there?
I'm not going to do the math, but let's say late 1970s.
Well, you did better than the president on his recollection of some years as vice president. What drew you, before we talk about the state of firefighters in New Hampshire and how the public can help and what we need to be aware of, what drew you to firefighting?
My mom said it was about when I was about age three. So I was the only person in my family, my immediate family, to join the fire service. My sister became a nurse later in life. But no, I just always wanted to be a firefighter. You know, back in the 70s, Emergency was the show, and I was a big driver, so we all watched that.
Yep.
But I joined my volunteer department originally in Pennsylvania. As soon as I was 17, I started hanging around. I was able to get on at 18 and met my wife at a fireman's parade. But it was a small volunteer fire department, moved to another department in another town. And when I moved to New Hampshire, I got involved with the Bedford Fire back in the mid-90s and still active firefighter EMT with Bedford Fire.
Well, good. I appreciate the service. Let's talk about the career recruitment. How are you doing? And also Tom Green, Executive Director of New Hampshire Firefighters, a lot of people don't realize that some of our smaller communities, maybe 1,200 residents, volunteer firefighters are a big part of combining with part and full-time firefighters, but still you have to go through the training to become a firefighter. How are we doing on recruitment, Tom?
Well, recruitment is a national epidemic, which you said earlier, not only fire service, but police, nurses, anybody in the emergency services sector. It's a huge gap. We've had an attrition of firefighters in the state for years. If you lose one firefighter from one department, there's only 120 fire departments in the state. So when you look at a fire department, you want to run a fire scene, you can't do it with three or four people. So fire departments have been losing members over the years, and 80% of the towns in New Hampshire are covered by volunteer fire departments. That means they're not at the station ready, waiting when 911 call comes in. They're at work, they're at home, they're doing other things. So the majority of the towns in New Hampshire are covered by volunteer fire departments. And when I say volunteer, it's paid on call, volunteer, and then you've got part-time and you've got career fire departments.
And Tom, talk about a lot of people again, only because I had some brush with outdoor emergency medical management stuff years back on the skiing in the mountain, ski patrol side. But a lot of people don't realize, and I've said this for years, if you have a medical emergency, not a fire, a medical health emergency, whether it's in Manchester, Portsmouth, Nashua, Dover, Rochester, or a small town, and you call 911, chances are a firefighter's coming to the house. And a lot of people don't realize just how calm, and if I was in trouble medically, I would want to see a firefighter at my house. And I know I've actually been to scenes, and I want to get into this, Tom, if I can call you chief or director, where a police officer will show up and they have some basic training, and they'll turn to you if you have any outdoor medical stuff, and they'll say, what do we do here? And beyond calling 911, you're like, I want a firefighter here. I want an EMT here. But talk about the medical component of saving lives, not just fires, but medical, and not just car accidents, to get someone out of a trapped vehicle. Talk about the medical side.
Well, the medical side, again, depending where you live. If you're in Manchester, you're going to get AMR. If you're in Pittsburgh, you're going to get 45th Parallel, which is a volunteer department. They have some part-time and some per diems. But, depending where you're at in the state is where you're going to get EMS. And not all EMS is fire-based. A lot of your EMS is standalone volunteer. Sorry, that's Bedford going out on the call.
If you need to, let us know what you need to do if you need to.
I'm good. So, a lot of your EMS is standalone EMS, where it's a standalone EMS organization, and they may interact with their fire department, but like Bedford, per se, Bedford is 95% career now, but we have fire-based EMS. So depending where you live is whether what kind of EMS you're going to get. majority of the state, you're going to be covered by a standalone emergency services organization, EMTs, EMS.
Well, you know, the other thing, Tom, we just had John Delano with the DEA on the other day. Senator Shaheen was on my show talking about this. The fentanyl crisis here in New England is very, very serious. It's a poisonous substance, synthetic fentanyl, and firefighters, police, first responders, all medical, have to be aware of this stuff. My question is, a lot of people don't realize in places like in some of the larger cities, the calls that firefighters have to go out on and putting themselves in harm's way, correct, on some of these drug-related calls?
Absolutely, but it's not just the bigger cities. It's small towns. You know, Franklin has had a lot of issues in their town with fentanyl, with different types of drugs. But, you know, we can get interacted with someone just driving through New Hampshire at a vehicle accident. And we open the door and we can be exposed. That's why we go through a lot of our training with EMS, is making sure that we're safe before we get to the patient, making sure we have our body substance isolation protection on. To make sure that we're safe, because we can't help you if we become exposed.
Yep. Tom, before I let you go, firefighters, 125 years in the making here, very noble career and profession. Final career comments, any classes coming up, someone who might be interested in a career shift, what your advice is, where they can go for follow-up information. You represent some 3,000 firefighters. And talk about the fallen firefighter opportunity in Concord in terms of someone basically donating a brick. In terms of a donation. So I'll let you wrap on all that.
Well, as far as the memorial, which we all built, all the firefighters in New Hampshire got together and built that brick by brick, and it's still maintained. The State Firemen's Association maintains the funding for that. It's at Smoky Bear Boulevard at our fire academy. It's open 24 hours a day with the Eternal Flame. But someone can purchase a brick. Go to nhsfa.org. And buy a brick. We'll have that brick made up with your verbiage on that, and we'll place it there. That helps fund the memorial, which we hold every year in September. As far as someone wanting to become a firefighter, yeah, first off, if you're in a volunteer town, go to your firehouse, join the fire department. It's a great experience. I've done things in my career as a volunteer firefighter over the years I would never have gotten the chance to do. It's been a great experience for me. Join your fire department. It doesn't need everybody just to run into a burning building. They need support. They need maintenance. Right. They need all the support services. If you want it as a career, I suggest contacting the New Hampshire Fire Academy in Concord. You can find them on the internet. They have all the directions to, if you want to follow a career path, you can go for the CPAT test and make sure that you're, it gives you opportunities to take the firefighter level 1, level 2 classes. It's a great experience. It's a great career. If you want to do it as a job, it's a great career. It's one you can retire from. Highly suggest it. And we need more in our business. We can't get firefighters now. We can't get volunteers. We can't get career people. Yeah. So it's a great experience.
And Tom, before I let you go, the website again, if you want to get a brick.
NHSFA.org.
Thank you, Tom. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.